Blog Talk Radio. My name is Sheila Coley, and I'm standing in for our director, Mary Hollis this evening. I want to share some wonderful information with you. Today is the last day to timely file your tax return. You have until midnight tonight to file your tax return to avoid any late filing penalties. We want to share some financial information with you this evening because we find that it's very important that you make good choices and use wisdom in the decisions that you make, even after the loss of your husband. One of the things we want to really talk about for right now is just taxes. We're going to assume that your taxes have been filed. If not, hopefully you have filed an extension. And you want to have a tax preparer who is going to be compassionate with you and understanding that the way you do things now is going to have to be a little different. And maybe it was your husband that helped you file taxes or did the taxes in the past, and now you're going to have to assume this responsibility. But the tax law provides something very special for widows or even widowers, especially if you have children. Now, if your husband passed away in 2016, then you can still file a joint tax return if that's what you have been filing in the past. So it's not until next year when you file a tax return that your filing status has to change. So whatever income that he received, just add that to your tax return. Many times it may take many, many months to be able to bring yourself together to do a tax return. Oftentimes widows may file a tax return late just so that they can pull together all of the information that's needed. And then to get through the emotional part of saying, you know, I'm filing a joint return, but my spouse is not here to sign. You can always sign for your spouse in the event that you file a joint return. You may also have to file a special form to say that your husband has passed away. Now, if you have children involved, after you have filed jointly next year, you can file qualifying widow or widower. And you can do that for 2 years, which gives you some of the same benefits as if you were still married. Then after those 2 years are passed, then if you still have children, you have to use a head of household filing status. And then when there are no children, you have to file single. Many of my clients, when I'm serving them and they've had widows, that they become widows, it's really hard to file single after you've been filing married for so many years. Be careful, though, that your tax situation has not changed too much, because when you change your filing status, it may change your tax bracket. So be sure to check with your tax advisor just to be sure that you prepared this year for your upcoming years if your filing status will change to single. Also, on your tax return, you want to be mindful that whatever income, whatever deductions, even though that your husband has passed away, they still have to be included on your tax return. So that kind of is, you know, a brief overview of some of those things that have to be done. You may want to have to change your accounts, your bank account, and put some things in your name, your mortgage, and it takes time to do all of those things. You want to secure the services of someone who can really help you make those changes. Sometimes an attorney is even necessary if a title is involved. So just be aware that it takes time and it can be very stressful, but you can do it because the next chapter is all about helping you move to the next chapter of your life when you're able to do some things that you didn't used to have to do. Another area we want to talk about too this evening is life insurance. When your husband passed away, there may have been a life insurance policy or there may not have been. If there wasn't, then you may have enough resources available, excuse me, that will handle the many expenses that's involved even beyond the funeral. If there was a policy involved, then you may have some resources or some funds left over even after the funeral expenses have been paid. So you want to think about what is this money should be best be used for. Now, life insurance, while many people think it's just to bury someone, it is also designed to replace income. So before you get very happy and want to go to the mall and do home improvements or pass out money to children, grandchildren, and other loved ones, you might want to sit down with someone and examine your financial needs for the next several years, maybe even through retirement, and consider what your options are. One option may be to just spend it all. That's certainly an option. Another option is to put it in your savings account or even an investment account where the money can grow. One of the options I actually like best is considering the amount that you may be dealing with. If you don't need it in the next few years, you may wish to put it in an annuity where it can provide you some money in latter years and possibly even lifetime income. You always want to sit there and talk with someone and get many ideas and never, never, ever make an immediate decision. Remember, you have just suffered the loss of someone you dearly love, and even though you may think that you are okay, you may be bereaved, experiencing grief, or a little bit emotionally overwhelmed with all of the recent events. So give yourself some time. How much time? How about a month or maybe even 2 months? Make some plans, write them down, think about it, even pray over it. Then close up your book and put the papers away, and then come back in another 2 to 3 weeks and say, do I still feel the same? Are these the choices I still want to make? And then after that, you know what? Close the book up again, put the papers away. Give yourself another couple of weeks. Come back. You know, I've been feeling the same. I think I'm ready to make a decision. Time you revisit it, your feelings are different. You have different ideas and you want to do something different. That may be a clue that you're not quite ready to make a decision just yet. So give yourself some time. It's okay. You will be just fine. And then once you develop a plan, then you have someone to review it with you, and then you bring in a person to help you execute that plan. Consider some things like, are there any major or some home improvements that need to be done or some repairs around the house that needs to be done, but you haven't done it either because you haven't had the time or maybe you haven't had the money? So maybe the house needs painting. Maybe that dishwasher needs to be replaced. Or how about new windows? Just think about some of the things that you've always wanted to be done. Hot water may need to be replaced. Electrical systems may need to be updated. There are so many things that your house could need. Or let's say you have been renting and you would now like to maybe purchase a house. You want to see, are there enough funds available for me to make that type of financial commitment? Sometimes people have asked me, should I take this money and just pay off the balance on my house? Well, that's certainly not a certain yes or certainly a certain no. It depends. But just remember, once you spend the money, it's gone. So sometimes you may just say, you know, I've been making payments all of these years. I'll just continue making payments, and I'll set this money aside, and I'll let it grow and grow and grow. You also may want to consider investing in your grandchildren's future, like your retirement future. Consider opening up maybe a Roth IRA for them or for yourself. You can consider maybe providing a trust fund for your grandchildren, depending upon the amount of money that you're working with. You may decide to give a lump sum to one of your favorite charities. You may want to take a vacation. Where have you always wanted to go? You can begin to dream again for a little while and say, you know, I've always wanted to go on a cruise. I've always wanted to take a trip to Paris. Maybe you have a relative just here in the United States that you've always wanted to go see, but maybe your husband had been sick for a long time or you had been busy or money was tight. Take some time and go to one of your favorite places. Are there some things on your bucket list that you just have not had a chance to get to? Maybe you can consider that. Now, also remember this. Whether there was money left to you or not left to you, just think about how wonderful it was would have been if you had some funds available. So now that your husband has passed, look around in your family and say, who is it that I would like to leave something to? Is it your children, your grandchildren, nieces and nephews? Maybe it's godchildren. Maybe it's somebody in your neighborhood, somebody in your church. And just think about that. I had a client last week who had a neighbor who left her $750 when she passed because she had just been so kind to her. And when she died unknowingly, she received $750. That sometimes blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. So think about your insurance policy. Take a look at it. Make sure that your insurance policy is saying what you think it's going to say. Share that information with a loved one or your executor or administrator for your estate. So consider those things as well. Now, we've talked about taxes and we've talked about insurances. Now, let's talk just for a couple of minutes about investments. Whether you had an insurance policy or not, maybe you have investments already. Whether you do or even if you do not, it's a great time to begin an investment account. Consider a mutual fund. It's much safer, generally speaking, than a stock. You can usually purchase more of a fund with a mutual fund than you can with stocks. And you can also, with a mutual fund, use less money to get you started. Some funds will allow you to open up an account and pay monthly no more than about $50. So you don't have to be very wealthy to start investing. Just know that when you pass away, whenever that day comes, that there will be others who will come behind you, and you want to be sure that you have left things in order. Check your beneficiaries on all of your accounts. Because you know what? Your beneficiary just may have been your husband. So now that your husband is no longer here, you have to say, who could be my beneficiary now? Make sure you find somebody that's trustworthy, reliable, and will respect the decisions that you have made. So what kind of investments are good? Oh, it just depends. It depends on how long you have to invest. Am I trying to invest for just about 5 years? Or can I invest for 25, 30 years or even longer? Do I have a lot of money to invest? Do I have tens of thousands of dollars? Or do I just have tens and hundreds of dollars? Can you handle risk? That's another question you have to ask yourself. Because in investing, sometimes you make money and sometimes you lose some money. So if you are very nervous and you're very apprehensive and even a little anxious about maybe losing some money, then your investments have to be a little bit more conservative. But if you can ride that roller coaster and you don't get upset if you lose a few dollars, or if the market goes down a little bit, then you can probably invest into more aggressive funds. Whether you understand this or not, the person you sit down with, pick the person who will be patient with you and explain things until you understand. So we want to encourage you to be a good steward of your resources. Start a business. What have you always wanted to do that you just have not been able to do for whatever the reason is? This is now time to move to the next chapter of your life. Think about a hobby that you can turn into a business, or think about a job that you've been doing for years that you can do a business out of. You can even think of some things that you like to do, have never done before, but it would be so exciting if you could do that. You know, I've wanted to, like, crochet and I've wanted to knit, but I've never seem to have time for that. But wouldn't it be nice if I could just make something every now and then? that will allow me to sell it, or some other hobbies that you may have, gardening, grow some tomatoes, and then you have a little garden and a little store that you can sell things from. So there's just so many options. So I just want to let you know that in the process of thinking about all of the very financial decisions that you have to make in life, you have to decide on your taxes that we talked about, and you have to decide on your insurance policies that we've talked about, and you also have to decide on some of the better investments. So those are the three areas of the financial arena that we talked about this evening. And if you have any questions, you can always give us a call. You can reach me. I'm Sheila at 404-594-3334. And I can answer any questions that you have. Or you can always email us at TNC, which stands for the next chapter, TNCWidows@gmail.com. And we can take your questions. We can help you through any of your situations that you may have. So that's our that's the share part of what we have for you on this evening. And we want to remind you that we still have copies of our recently released book, A Widow's Touch. And it is a book that talks about the true stories of encouragement and healing from over 20 widows. These are women who have gone through some things in life. They have experienced some things that have been very uncomfortable, very challenging. They have laughed. They have cried. They have experienced all levels of that grief cycle. And whatever your story is, I'm sure one of these women will have a story that you can relate to. You can purchase a copy of A Widow's Touch on Amazon.com. You can just go to Amazon.com and type in A Widow's Touch and have your copy sent directly to your home. Just want to share a little bit about that book with you as well. We have, like I said, several authors that have shared their story. And we have stories like God Prepared Me for the Storm. Just think about that. You became a widow, and you may or may not have known that that was going to be happening. But when you look back, you can see, you know what? As much as I didn't know when it was going to happen, God still prepared me. We have a story in here that talked about the first 6 months, so many things you go through those first 6 months, emotions, financial, relationships. We have another story that says, Lord, God, why? Have you questioned God? I have. And you want to know, how could this happen to me? Either you have maybe just not been married very long, and we were just planning to be together for so many years, but then all of a sudden, your husband is gone. Here's a favorite of mine, taking his clothes out of the closet. You know, how long do you leave them in there? He's certainly not going to be wearing them anytime soon, but don't let nobody tell you you need to take them out of the closet. There will come a time when you will say, you know, I think I'm ready. And one of our widows tells her story about that. Another widow talks about her husband being comical and how he likes to tell jokes. There's nothing like a husband that can make you laugh. And then we have another widow who talked about sleeping alone after the death of her husband. Now, I think every widow have had to struggle with that. Getting in the bed and there's nobody on the other side. Nobody put your feet on. Nobody is snoring. So that's an adjustment as well. And then there's so many more stories that that can be told. We have stories about being forced to take charge because this widow's husband did almost everything for her, and all of a sudden her husband's not here anymore, and now she has to do for herself. How hard that must be. And another widow, we have quite a few stories, but just want to share a few with you. Another widow talks about having to have courage and wisdom. You know, sometimes it's just not an option to crawl up, you know, in your bed and stay there. Sometimes you just have to press your way forward. You pray, you cry, and you just keep on moving as much as it may be difficult and even though it may be hard for you. Another story is, my name is Victory. This widow just tells the story about her triumph journey over all of her challenges, about how hard it was, but you know what? Through it all, she learned to trust in God, and she is now victorious. And our director, Mary Hollis, she has much to say. She tells her story of her husband's loss and how he left her with two small children, one in diapers, and how he died unexpectedly, and how after over two decades, she has raised her children alone, never remarried, have taken on the role of director of this widow's group, and how she has found such comfort in just leaning on God. So wherever you are in life and in your process, just know that the Next Chapter Widows Ministry is here for you. We love you. We want to encourage you, and we want you to be healed because God has left you here, and he has a work for you to do. He's going to do a work with you and through you. So we want to celebrate you on this evening. Hope you have done your taxes. Hope they're in the mail. You may have even gotten your money back and spent it. But whatever the case is, you just keep the faith. Keep pressing in. Let God do a great work in your life. We just celebrate Resurrection Sunday. And because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. Thank you so much for staying tuned. We want you to invite you back next Tuesday evening from 10 to 10:30. Mary Hollis will be back. I'm sure she has something special prepared for you, as she always do. She cares about you dearly. She loves widows. She meets them everywhere she goes. So have a pleasant evening and have a great good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it, but you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me. He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who would leave you, he said in a way. Don't beg them to stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
It can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through it.